Making Godly Decisions, Finding the Will of God, by Peter Amsterdam.
We have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:9-10. One of the traits of humankind, as beings created in the image of God, is free will, which includes both the ability to make decisions and the responsibility for the outcomes of our decisions. Learning to make decisions that will glorify God and fulfill His will for our lives can be very challenging at times, and can test and grow our faith as we seek His will and wait on Him for answers and guidance. Accepting Jesus as our Savior and receiving His free gift of salvation is the most important decision we ever face in our lives, as it determines our eternal standing in relationship to God and His kingdom. That all-important decision defines our present and our future, as well as redefines our past by canceling out the charges that stood against us and condemned us, nailing them to the cross. The decision to accept Christ as our Savior is one that only we can make. It is a free will choice to invite Jesus into our hearts and lives. However, salvation is not the end of the road, and once we've given our life to the Lord, we are faced with numerous other decisions on a daily basis, relating to the nurturing of our faith through studying His Word and living our lives according to His commands and guidance. Decision-making for Christians is meant to be a relational process, involving ourselves and God, as we bring all our anxieties to Him, knowing that He cares for us. He has told us to come and let us reason together, demonstrating His desire to carry on a conversation with us. He wants to be present and to participate in the conversation as we make decisions, and has promised that His Spirit in us will guide us into all truth. Throughout our lives as Christians, we are faced with course-altering decisions that affect our future, whether they relate to what career to pursue, whom to marry, how to raise our children, what country to live in, or how to commit to our faith and participate in God's work. One of the most important steps for finding God's will and making good decisions is acknowledging Him and committing our ways to Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. Learning to make decisions that will honor God and align with His will and commands is often accompanied by times of soul-searching, desperate prayer, and testing. Sometimes it can be difficult to distinguish what God's will is in a situation, or what decision will produce the best outcomes. At such times, we can wish that a lightning bolt would light up the sky, or that we'd be knocked to the ground like the Apostle Paul, to give us a precise, infallible sign. And yet, so often, the voice of God is so quiet that if we don't calm our spirit and open our minds and listen, it can be missed. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. 1 Kings 19:11-12. How do we play our part in the decision-making process, doing everything in our power to make right decisions, to hush our spirits to hear God's voice, and to determine the best option in decisions that will alter the course of our lives in some way. God's word tells us, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." He created us in his image as rational beings, capable of free will decisions and of choosing to place him at the center of our lives. This is one of the ways by which we love God with all our minds, by making conscious decisions to love God, to make him the center of our lives and our desires, and by seeking to glorify him in all our decisions and ways. As we love God in this way, rationally and decisively, with our minds, and with the commitment in our hearts to follow wherever he leads, we are positioned to test and discern the will of God. As Paul explained in Romans, "Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." This verse indicates that often we may need to put something to the test to find out through experience whether it is the will of God. The decision before us may not be clear-cut enough to know with absolute certainty that it is the right path. Perhaps we need to decide whether to invest in a business venture, or start a new form of mission work, or place our children in a certain school, or move to a new neighborhood. We have sought the Lord for wisdom and guidance. We have weighed the pros and cons. We have done a thorough analysis of the situation. We have asked counsel of those who are in a position to give sound advice. Yet we may find that we are still not 100% sure of the decision, despite a looming deadline. In such cases, you may feel that God is nudging you to take a step forward to make a preliminary decision, while making allowance for the testing and discerning stage, and the ability to alter course if the proposed direction doesn't prove to be the will of God in your situation. As you take the step of making a preliminary decision, the Lord will often either confirm it, or new factors will emerge that will shed new light on the situation. At each new junction on the road to the final decision, you may need to relook at things and pray further before taking the next step. You may need to make course adjustments as you discover that the coordinates of your original decision, while pointing you in the right general direction, need to be fine-tuned as you zero in on your final destination. Decision-making is often a process involving many decisions, not just a single decision, and each decision lays the foundation for our next decisions. Most of us would prefer to receive unambiguous direction from God. Yet it seems that often God wants us to do the work of wholeheartedly seeking his will, investigating, analyzing, assessing, and using every means at our disposal to make wise and godly decisions. As so often proves to be the case, God rarely seems to do things for us that we are capable of doing. I've often found that I make the best decisions when I work in conjunction with the Lord through doing the background work of analyzing the possibilities and the options, weighing the pros and cons of each one, while seeking his guidance and thoughts on the matter through prayer and hearing from him. Making decisions that bring honor and glory to God is one of the ways that we show God that we love him with all our hearts, souls, and minds. While most of us struggle with the grave responsibility of making godly decisions, it is also an opportunity to glorify God through our choices. As we place him at the center of our lives, acknowledging him in all our ways, committing our lives and times into his hands, we can trust that he will guide us and help us to discern his will and to make wise decisions.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.